Welcome to Business Mentorship Keeping It Real, where we feature entrepreneurs who are passionate about their business and have participated in our guest blog, shareyourstories.online. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Jeff Brandis, who is the founder of a business with a focus on our sales. He's also an author and a speaker. And Jeff joins us today from Tampa, Florida. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Appreciate it.
You know, Jeff, I really have been looking forward to our conversation today because Lord knows we're all having challenges with sales in our current economic climate. And you know, there's been an awful lot of discussion. Here we are on this wonderful online platform doing a Facebook Live. And I think that everybody is either using some sort of online platform to connect with their customers. And of course, you know, we've all heard of Zoom fatigue where, you know, we're experiencing these sort of challenges with, oh my gosh, another Zoom meeting this week. So tell me, you know, if you were going to advise someone on how to engage someone through a sales experience using this wonderful online platform, what is some of the advice that you might be able to provide us? Me included.
Thanks, Trish. I think it's a great segue. I think it's a great topic because, like you said, everyone is doing more remotely, and many companies, quite candidly, have not been trained on how to even do a remote presentation. I attend presentations a lot during the week, no different than yourself, because everything being done over Zoom. And one of the first things I would suggest that salespeople do is turn your camera on.
Seems rather rudimentary, right?
it is, but for some reason, they'll turn it on when they're talking to their friends, they're talking to their family, they're speaking friendly, friend to friend. But when we get into that sales presentation, all of a sudden they become very shy.
You know, that's a very good point. I actually did a sales presentation recently with someone who wouldn't let me see their face. I was on, my camera was on, but they have that wonderful sort of graphic, you know, how there's that sort of green posted graphics that we can do in the background. And it was kind of uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable. And it's like you're speaking to somebody, but they just don't want to share who they really are. So The first thing I would suggest, you know, is if you want to engage with someone, use your camera and ask them to turn theirs on as well. Because that's how you begin to bond. Because obviously we're not face to face in today's world, so as much. So begin that friendship, begin that camaraderie, begin to build. Hey, you know, it's great to see you. It's really great. You know, hey, I see you have pictures in your back of your kids, and it begins to build that rapport. Because we all know people will buy from people who they like and trust. So you need to build that rapport as best as possible.
Yeah.
Something else I try to encourage when I do my training, I like to stand. Like right now I'm speaking to you because I stand during my presentations or my topics. For me, I get more energy when I'm standing than when I am sitting. There are people that sit and do a great job, don't get me wrong, but I like to stand because I just feel I get that extra burst of passion and energy. And it's just one of those things that personally I like to do.
But you know what's really cool is I'm actually sitting and you're standing, but on this wonderful platform, you can't tell the difference, really.
No, you can't. And that also leads to the other aspect of it is if you do stand, put your camera up high.
Right.
Okay. I mean, you and I are about eye level, which is great. You know, you should be, your eyes should be from a half to one third from the top of your screen. Don't have your camera below you where people are now, you know, looking up at your
right. Yeah, looking up at your face, right.
Right.
Yeah.
And also don't have it too high up where you're really looking down too much. So try to, you know, speak into your camera as well when you're doing that presentation. So again, you're trying to build that eye contact with people. So the other parts of being engaged in if you're having a group of people is send a PDF. Send a handout prior to your meeting, prior to your sales presentation. Okay.
That's a great idea.
Ask them to print it out prior. And the other suggestion I would really recommend is to customize a little bit and put some blank lines, draw some lines on it. Okay. So I would start the presentation of Trish and say, okay, you have some handouts. You notice you have some blank lines on your paper. go grab a pen, because I would recommend you take notes. Because why do we take notes? Because we tend to remember things when we write things down. So these little subliminal, if you would, messages are important when you're beginning to build that rapport, begin to build that engagement. So as you're doing your presentation, you're going to refer back to the handout and say, okay, you see that blank line? Put that word trust, write the word trust, because people will buy from people who they like and trust. So how do we build trust? We build trust by engagement.
Okay. Right. Exactly.
And how else
can you engage? That's really great advice.
Thank you. How else can you engage remote? A lot of people don't even know in Zoom you have ability to do a polling question.
Ah.
You can also, there's a whiteboard in Zoom.
Yes. Take
advantage of the tools that you have that within the platform to get engagement. So let's do a quick poll. I'm gonna pull up a question here, and you know, that feeds you. It gives you that extra next topic to talk about. So, okay, great. So we see 85% of the people have voted for this. Mm-hmm. You know, would somebody explain to me maybe in the chat, I'll unmute you if you would like to volunteer. So you get that engagement. And yes, if you have 100 people on the call, that might be a little harder to
difficult.
Do. But if you got 3 or 4, go for it. Get them involved. Get them
involved. You know, one of the things that I do in the mastermind workshop series that we've started is I have someone who monitors the chat.
Yep.
Because, you know, when you're presenting, you're thinking about the engagement, you're looking at the faces of the folks that are participating to ensure that your message is getting across. And I find that, you know, you can't kind of do all the things, right?
Right.
So I invite somebody from my team in to kind of monitor the chat, because then that way they can segue into the conversation when it's appropriate and talk about any questions or concerns that people may have. So that's just something that I've used in our mastermind workshop series. Those are all really great tips, Jeff. Are you finding that you're doing any sales training specifically with organizations on presentations for online platforms?
Yes, very much so. Yeah. It's obviously a very hot item right now. And like I said, even in the beginning, most companies had not gone to virtual sales.
Right.
They were still going to the, we all miss it, going to the dorm, shaking hands, sitting down in a conference room. So now they obviously were forced to go to virtual. And yes, many companies have found it to be obviously a lot more cost effective, but they can actually improve their close ratios if they actually train their teams on how to be more effective. I mean, we're just touching the surface here at this point.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's so much more that you could do to be able to get that audience involved, because it's so easy remotely to get your audience to, hey, I'm going to pick up my phone. I'm going to go check my email.
Right.
So if you're not engaging.
There's the distractions, right? There's lots of distractions.
Right.
So are you finding in terms of the folks that you work with that you raised a really great point where people are now finding that these virtual platforms are very cost effective, and it's giving us an opportunity to perhaps expand our markets more globally, because we no longer have the restrictions of borders and travel and, you know, all of those kinds of things. So are you finding that people are expanding their sales opportunities and maybe testing the waters in areas where they had decided that it was not cost effective to do so in the past?
Yes, definitely. Even for myself, I mean, I've been on calls with Australia.
Wow.
And, you know, you think about Australia, and I mean, their daytime is our nighttime. So, candidly, I've been up at 2 a.m. because I've had to be on a call with the Australian folks. And, you know, I can't say to them, hey, you know, can you make this at, you know, like 8 p.m.? You know, which is, like, you know, obviously their time. So, yes. You know, if you are expanding your focus, which obviously gives you opportunity to sell more globally.
Sure. Yeah, for
it
sure.
It definitely puts you out there, so to speak, in what
we do. Yeah, for sure. Well, one of the things that we do in our guest blog is that we talk about three words of advice. And I, especially from a sales point of view, really liked your three words. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell us a little bit about why they were important for you and your teams that you work with. And they're invest, grow, and team.
So sales is a craft. A lot of people don't consider sales to be a craft. You don't go to school to get a sales degree. You might go to school for marketing. So you need to invest in yourself if your company candidly is
I love that phrase. Great phrase, Jeff. That's exactly what we use in our mastermind. Invest in yourself. Love that.
Yeah. So it's investing in your business or investing in yourself. Yeah. And if you're an entrepreneur, you're that's the same thing. It's the same meaning for yourself, but it's an investment. And my newest phrase I love these days is your sales skills become perishable. They get stale over time. So if you're not investing, getting those skills sharpened, you will fall behind because technology is changing how we do sales. Mm-hmm. So grow. Part of growing your team, growing your staff, and even keeping your growth, your people in your organization is to provide training.
Yeah.
You want people to grow personally, professionally, and you got to go back to that invest word. You got to invest in the team, and it builds that loyalty factor. It builds that camaraderie factor. So invest and grow. And obviously at the end of the day, it's all about growing revenue. So if you're doing that investment and you're doing your sales correctly, and it's all going to work together. The third word was team. Mm-hmm. Team is so important. Even practicing in your sales presentation, doing a role play, communication, make it easy to do business internally with your team, as well as making it easy to do business externally. So your whole team is working as a unit. It's so important. It's sometimes we think sales is the only priority within the organization, and it's not. I mean, it does not do the company any good to get a customer for a month or a week and they don't renew their services. It costs you more to get a new customer than it does to keep an existing customer. And then obviously you can sell a existing customer candidly easier and more cost-effectively than you could getting a new customer. So when you think about invest, grow, and your team, it all encompasses what your company should be doing as in order to increase the revenues, be more profitable, and to keep your employees part of your organization.
Happy, sure, for sure. Jeff, I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I'm actually going to ask you to come back again in a few months because I think that you have a wealth of information to share. And certainly, I know that our viewing and listening audience in the leadership world can certainly gain some really valuable and actionable items that you've shared with us today. So I really want to thank you so much for sharing your expertise.
My pleasure.
And to our viewing and listening audience, I hope you've actually enjoyed today's segment of Keeping It Real, where we've introduced you to the person behind the logo and given you an opportunity to take a little bit of this information and action it in your own business. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Trish.